from Studio de Chevalier in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Derek Knight. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With me, as always, is Colin Burton of FizzleAndPop.com. Say hi to the kids, Colin.
Hello, everybody.
And with us for the third week in a row, he just won't leave, it's Trevor Davis, Colin Burton's brother.
How's it going?
And what we were going to do today is talk about regrets, because when you make regret the theme for a show, you really have a lot of material to pull from, because, come on, who doesn't regret, like, I mean, at least a little bit, if not their entire friggin' existence? I mean, you've already said you had a very bad upbringing, just very abysmal upbringing, just living in squalor and...
You exaggerate a bit.
It was
mainly my later teenage, or early, mid to late teenage years.
Mid to late teenage years pretty suck. Plus, you were full with the angst.
Well, yes, but they didn't call it that back then.
What did they call it?
I think it was called being a teenager. They didn't actually have a name for it.
Oh, I'm sure the word angst existed back then, Colin. I mean, it wasn't that
I never used it.
Because you didn't know it, maybe. Anyway, when we were throwing around ideas for what to talk about, the framing of regret, Colin mentioned that he punched a girl. Now,
yes.
I know all of you, it's not a domestic violence situation that we're talking about. You were how old?
I was still in kindergarten, so I'd be about, what,
You'd either be five or six, unless you were held back in preschool.
No, I was never held back, so.
Okay, so 5 or 6 years old, Colin gets so enraged with a female that he slips on a wife beater and punches her. Just decks a small girl.
Not quite how it happened.
Okay, no. Well, why don't you enlighten us?
Okay, I had this friend who was annoying most of the time, and he was not albino, so...
this was just a regular old white person,
yes.
Not a really, really bright white person.
Right, but, okay, we were waiting in line to come in from recess, and he kept popping me in the back of the head, and it was really getting on my nerves. So I spun around and slugged as hard as I could. Unfortunately, what I did not know is there was a girl between the two of us. And she took the full brunt of the punch in the stomach.
So essentially, this kid was not only abusive and annoying, but he was really smart. He was using a small child as a human shield.
And he laughed. Oh, he laughed.
Oh, the laughter. Well, that's what happens when your human shield takes the brunt of the force. You laugh.
Yeah, and he did. And I felt horrified. And I think that's probably helped shape my whole existence as to how bad I felt for punching this girl in the stomach.
So essentially, this regret is carried with you for 33 years.
You carried
the burden of this regret, and
well, I still remember it, so that's gonna...
Yeah. I'll bet she does, too. Wow!
Here comes,
baby. You ready? Here comes thunder and lightning. Just pow! And her appendix rupture, and she...
She cried.
She's gonna cry. I mean, you just dropped a small child.
Well, I was a small child. Don't forget that. It's not like I punched her now.
You wheeled, just turned and fired. I mean, she doesn't even have time to tighten up her abs or anything. Just blah!
Yeah.
And lunch is all over the ground, and she's dropped her books and just cry. I'd cry, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah, well, I'd say he got his karmic comeback, though.
Well, yeah, obviously, you're not necessarily the bad guy, because he made this happen. The non-albino bad guy
this
happen.
I did not have to turn and punch, so I do take
blame for
that.
Was the albino somewhere?
No, this is long before I met the albino.
Okay.
So.
I would say that he was hiding, but he's an albino, so
that's
not
right, yeah.
Not likely.
What, nowhere to run to, albino, nowhere to hide. We can see you. You glow in the dark.
For what it's worth, the albino didn't get in trouble when he was with me. He did not get caught either.
Right. So anyway, so Colin punched a girl. I should say I regret nothing. Everything I've done has been on the level, on the square even.
Yeah.
But I did in elementary school. This was probably, this maybe was fifth grade. I spit on a girl. Just hocked up a big one and spit. But that bitch had it coming.
I was going to say.
Her name was Deanna Ingram, and she's just one of, every school has them. Just antisocial, just not attractive, kind of built like a brick. Nobody likes her, but that tends to make people abrasive, and she was abrasive. And she was probably calling me fat, and I'd had enough of it and just, hacked up a big one and, spit right on her. And she was just mortified. Just mortified. And it's kind of one of those moments of realization when I looked down and saw the big hunk of spit just on her arm, thinking, oh, crap. I can't really take that back.
And well, you could have Well, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, let me wipe that off. No, but I got in big trouble for that. Went sent to the principal's office and had to do the detention, I'm sure. And maybe this was sixth grade then. So I should have probably known better, but so should she.
Well, she should have seen it coming too. If you were loading up big old loogie, she should have considered, you know, ducking or something.
Yeah, well, she was probably, you know, I'm sure she said, "You won't do that. I dare you." I'm sure there was an "I dare you" thrown in. And once you're dared, you really kind of have to follow through. I mean, otherwise, you're just a pussy.
Yeah, she really brought that on herself.
That's right. I mean, this is Deanna Ingram, if you're listening, it was all you. You deserved it, bitch. You had it coming. That's all I can say.
So
I'd do it again. No regrets.
I was going to say, so there's no real regret here at all.
I should have punched her in the stomach. I should have turned, punched her in the stomach, and while she's on the ground, just clutching her burst appendix and screaming and crying and pissing blood, I spit on her. Just spit right on her. It's, you like that, bitch. But I didn't really cuss that much when I was a kid.
No.
So it would have probably been more like, well, silence, because I didn't really curse when I was a kid. But now, Trevor, you say that you not only spin on a girl, but you're related to this girl somehow?
Yeah, that's my sister. And building off of your theme of spitting on somebody and having no regret, I don't regret this at all. She made it happen. It was in kindergarten at Junior Academy. One of the few times I had ever played basketball in my entire life. And
no, wait. Let me get this straight. How tall are you?
6'2".
And it's safe to say that you are of African-American heritage?
I believe so.
And you say you haven't played basketball since kindergarten?
I hate basketball. Oh, loathe it.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right.
And he wasn't a very tall kindergartner.
No, I was very, very
that's
short.
Right. And this will come into play later, but he was, for years, just a short little bowling ball. Just a four-eyed bowling ball, this guy. Anyway, go ahead. There will be regrets. There will be regrets later, but go ahead with your story.
Well, we were playing basketball. My sister, who is 5 years older than me, it was sort of a summer kindergarten put together thing where older grades were there too. And she was like acting like she was going to give me the ball and then taking it away. Acting like she was going to give me the ball and taking it away.
She's pulling the Lucy on you.
Yeah, she is. And I was, I don't know, 6, and it got on my nerves. She, being 11, should have known better. And as I remember it, I said something first, and she spit on me first.
Oh, yeah. It's easy.
That's important to the story.
Revisionist history. This is very easy to do. Anyway, so Alicia's screwing with you, and then she takes takes it to the next level, as the kids say, and spits on you.
Yeah. So,
Was this like phlegm or just spit?
No, it was just spit.
Okay, so just spit.
Yeah, and so I, being a little taken aback, decided to give it right back at her, and I spit. But the thing I didn't realize was that she had timed hers very well.
Right. You know, it's similar to in hockey. The referee never sees the first slash. They see the retaliatory cross-check. So in this case, who saw you spit on your sister?
It was counselor.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was everybody, but it was the counselor mainly, and was horrified that I would do such a thing.
Sure. Well, that, I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty low class, man.
Well, of course, he came over and grabbed me and was like, "Oh, yeah, what are you doing?" And I'm freaking out because I thought they were going to call my mom.
Well, yeah, I would have. I mean,
but it got so much worse
what?
Than that.
Guess what, Mrs. What would have her name been at that point?
Davis.
Guess what, Mrs. Davis? You know what your son just did?
Very, very Christmas story. But they come and get me, and I'm afraid I'm going to be, you know, put in a corner or something. But I've never
put in a corner. You know, again, before we go any further, this really is awesome because Colin, you know, you'll never get me, coppers. It was very slippery. You, on the other hand, caught first time. Just busted so hardcore. And yes, apparently, and so you figure you're going to be put in the corner. And that sucks pretty bad.
Yeah, it does.
You're 5.
Yeah.
At best, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get my mom called and I'm going to get put in the corner for the rest of the day because it was towards the end of the day.
That's pretty much the end of the world at that age.
Pretty much. And no, they decide to get creative with the punishment. And one of the counselors goes over to the cabinet and pulls out a big styrofoam cup. It may not have been as big now. I was very small.
Well,
and
it was,
so
but it's big by comparison to your body mass.
Right.
This is a large styrofoam cup.
He could have fit in the cup, yeah.
He could have fit. Well, he would have got halfway.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Okay, so the counselor brings you this giant, let's call it an XL styrofoam cup.
Oh, yes. And hands it to me, and I'm kind of perplexed. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do with this. And they then inform me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, they inform me that I'm going to fill that with spit all the way.
Ah, you like to spit, little boy? Huh? Huh? You like to spit on people? Spit the cup. Fill the cup up, huh? Huh? How's that sound? Huh? Huh? What's this place run by fucking Dr. Mengele? What the hell's going on?
I being five, of course, wouldn't say no.
Well, sure, and well, they'll surely give you a cool beverage to wet your whistle, won't
no,
they?
I was warned against getting any sort of drink from anyone, and going to the water fountain myself, getting somebody to, I don't know, carry me water in their hands or something.
So you want to spit on people, kid? Huh? Huh? Dehydrate and die.
Were you at all tempted to pee in the cup?
It'll fill it up faster. But
see, now, this is where I'd like to make the big distinction between me and my brother, is that I am not a juvenile delinquent. This is about as bad as I ever got. Whereas, maybe if I had an albino in my life, things would have gone downhill, but I stayed on the straight and narrow, pretty much. Getting back to the story, they tell me I'm not allowed to go get a drink, and if I do, they're going to pour it out, and I'm going to start again. So I'm near tears. I don't know if I was crying.
Well, you should have used the tears to your advantage, but still, you set to the task of filling this giant cup with your spittle.
Oh yeah, and my sister is laughing it up.
Just having a grand old.
Oh yeah. So I just start spitting in the cup, and it's taken forever because it's a giant cup.
Yeah, well, I mean, you ever tried to fill anything up with your spit?
No, not since.
Yeah, it's easier to vomit and fill things up than spit.
Well,
and I don't like to vomit.
I get about halfway, which I was, I'm pretty proud of now.
That's an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah. When I'm not sure what, I think I was jostled by somebody who was going by.
Surprise. So dehydrated and disoriented, just a small cracker. Somebody had a cracker, a small treat. Or somebody's enjoying a cool beverage. Anyway.
I end up dropping the cup on the bit of cement in front of the door, and it just goes everywhere.
Yes, your precious bile, which you must keep, is now gone, and you have to start from scratch.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd have to start from scratch, but the counselor sees me do this, and, oh, you're throwing your spit now. You can't be stopped.
Yes, spit tosser.
That's right, you've escalated to just spit bombing, just random spit strafing. That was a bad idea anyway. Obviously, you're just a vile, vile spitter. Well, here, load this up with spit. So all of a sudden, you've got a giant mass of your chosen weapon.
That's right, exactly.
You should have been lucky it didn't go right.
Stockpiling.
I'll tell you what, if I've got a whole half a XL cup of spit, it might go right at somebody's head at that point. I'm feeling a little bit slighted. I'm sure you were feeling a little bit, you know, injustice. Attica! Attica!
I was so angry. But I was now worried because I was going to have to start all over. And I was already running very, very parched.
Sure. maybe just a little drink from the fountain would help. But
well, yeah, and this guy just starts yelling, and I'm like, okay, I'm very frightened right now. And he goes inside and gets a bucket with a scrub brush and tells me to scrub this square of cement. And I believe he used the phrase until it shined, and I'm not really sure how that's accomplished, but that's what I was doing until my mother came and got me. And I don't think they ever explained to her what happened.
Well, of course not. I mean, they probably got together and thought, you know what, that was kind of mean. You know, she might be able to sue us. I mean, I know that this was, what, the 80s?
Yeah, this would have been around, toward the end of the 80s, early 90s, yeah.
Well, people were starting to get litigious about that. So they probably got together and said, hey, hush, hush on the whole spit thing.
Yeah, but I kind of wonder where he's leading to with the spit, because surely something would have had to have been done with it. I'm wondering if the eventual plan was to make him drink it.
Actually, wow, that would have been really vile.
Yeah, I think I would have stopped there.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
He's got a license to work around children.
Hopefully not anymore.
Wow. Yeah. It's just horrible. Hopefully he's one of those ones that have been busted.
He moonlights as a priest.
Yeah, he's touching. Show us on the doll where he touched you. So now that's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Now, in my case, it wasn't bad because the bitch deserved it. She had it coming.
Well,
That bitch had it coming. That fucking bitch. Anyway, I can see you're retaliating. You know, you get spit on. You're going to spit back. It's kind of a – but Colin's kind of an even keel kind of guy. Did you have more to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to, I was also going to note that they took a lot of my Transformers when I'd bring them to school.
More than meets the eye.
Yeah, they took a lot of my my toys.
And what were they? Well, this is starting to sound like you're either hallucinating or this is just the worst place ever.
It is the worst place ever. And I remember, oh, okay.
Well, I would like to point out that the place where I slugged the girl was the same place.
So
when I was a kid, that's where my mom took me. Also,
so this is just this runs in the family. This horrible treatment.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the place. Maybe there's an ancient Indian curse on this place that causes our family to get in trouble there.
Right. The biggest question, I think that ancient Indian curses have much better things to do than just piss you off.
So, You'd be surprised.
Oh, wait, let's get them Burton kids. You know, the biggest question, though, I have, Trevor, were they the Decepticons or were they the
Autobots.
The Autobots.
Most certainly the Autobots.
Because the Decepticons were much cooler. So if you just lost some
Autobots.
No,
man. Well, one of them was the lame construction dump truck kind. I hated those. I wasn't too upset that I lost that
one. As a side note, in the cartoon, you know that it was Optimus Prime was the big good guy. Mm-hmm. But who was the main Decepticon? Force?
No.
Dirty Harry? Because he turned into a big gun.
He turned into a gun.
Turned into a gun. But the thing is, in the cartoon, they kind of cleaned it up. Because when you unfolded the big gun, the trigger had nowhere to go. And stayed in this Decepticon's pelvis. So he was constantly crunked and aroused. But in the cartoon, they kind of omitted.
Oh, yeah.
He wore like a stylish cup. But in real life, he had this perpetual flat boner. But anyway, go ahead. You lost some of your faggy Autobots.
And this place was awful. I'm remembering more as I talk about it. I remember
it's all coming back.
We had this trip to, it must have been like Long John Silver's. Like a restaurant.
This is where you'll be working when you're done.
This is what you've got coming for you, spitter.
Well, we had lunch there, and everybody got the kids' meal thing, and I got this really cool little octopus that goes into a fish tank. We didn't have a fish tank at the time, but I still thought it was really cool.
Like,
it was a purple octopus.
Someday, I'm going to have that fish tank.
Well, I eventually got it, but I lost the octopus toy because they said I was playing with it too much.
Play with something else, kid, damn it.
You'll go blind.
You're going to go hair on the palm of your hands. You keep playing with this octopus.
Well, they took it from me, and there was a fish tank at Junior Academy, and they just tossed it in there.
Oh, so that was they were looking for a new toy for the fish.
I guess, but I got to look at it every day and remember that it was mine, and I never got it back.
Oh, that's so sad. So that's pretty bad. Like I said, mine, not so bad. No regrets. You? Yeah.
I have no regrets.
Justified. Justified in the spitting. But Colin... Even keel, mild-mannered, heavy sigh Colin apparently has done something so heinous to another human being. He has perpetuated evil on another human being.
Yeah.
Set the stage. How old were you?
This would be third grade, so 9.
I'm not good at math.
8 or 9, yeah.
8 or 9.
There was a kid in my class that took a lot of teasing and...
So you were just happy it wasn't you.
Pretty much, yeah. And
like, thank God there's some kid that gets made fun of more than me. I always looked for that kid. He was my best friend, but I wouldn't hang out with him. But he was my best friend because he took some heat off of me.
Well, now, he wasn't my best friend. His main problem was he was on crutches.
Out of the curve, kid!
No, it gets worse than that. It really does get worse than that, and it is something to be totally ashamed of.
They're easy targets. They can't get away, but that's just...
Did you kick his crutches out from under him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh!
Okay, so...
So
the class is making fun of the crippled kid. You're just happy it's not.
Yeah, he was a little crippled kid, and he was actually a pretty decent kid, but, you know, to fit in with the other kids, I felt I needed to... be cruel to him, too, and he was coming along behind me, and I stuck at my foot, and down he went. I took out a crippled kid. I kicked the crutches out from under a crippled kid. In my defense, again, I wasn't an adult doing this. I was a kid doing this.
There is no defending this.
There is defending it.
But at least
Peer pressure.
Oh, my God, Colin. You know,
I felt so bad.
Shut up. I was justified. I spit on that bitch and she had it coming. He spit on his sister.
You're saying you were justified. You never justified to spit on anybody.
You out from under poor Tiny Tim because you thought that the other kids wanted you to do it.
They did. They laughed.
Is that good enough?
No, exactly. I grew out of that, didn't I? They did,
and they laughed. It was the. I felt so.
No, I felt horrible. They were laughing, and I felt horrible. And the look on his face was...
please help. Okay, please. And you're like, screw you, Pat.
No,
I'm the man.
I felt really bad.
Pointed.
I was going to say you probably kicked his crutches away after that.
Yeah. Kicked him down. Then, hey, crawl to him. Crawl to him, huh? Crawl to him.
I didn't.
But you regret this is.
Oh yes, this is one that I carry with me, and I no longer kick the crutches out from underneath crippled people.
Yeah, I kind of learned my lesson. That it didn't bring me as much joy as I thought.
Well, exactly. I mean, I could have remained a bully. It could have blossomed on from there, and it didn't.
No, I think you kind of have to lift weights at some point to be a bully.
Actually, I did lift weights in high school.
Not if all you
pick
on is.
Cripple
kids. Actually, Trevor has a point.
Yeah.
I could have been the terror among the cripples.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Andy Kaufman only wrestled females, and you only beat up cripples. I mean, you got to pick your targets. We have it on record. I mean, that's pretty brave. I mean, you're admitting to potentially the world that you beat up on crippled kids. But
singular.
Singular.
There was only the one.
Look out.
And
albinos.
Only the one time.
Look out.
And I didn't inhale.
And cripples.
Okay.
I guess that definition depends on what your definition of cripple is. she wasn't moving, but squirm a little bit. Anyway, so you kick the crutches out from crippled kids and you threaten kids with knives.
No,
what are you,
again,
some sort
you,
of
you
demented
keep pluralizing ninja? This. You keep pluralizing this and making it sound worse than it is.
So here's something. So you regret the cripple kicking,
right?
But do you regret the knifing?
Only in that I didn't actually have the knife in my hand at the time.
So you were threatening somebody with a fake knife? Was it the blind?
No.
You were threatening the blind kid with a knife this time?
No, actually, this was probably, if you look at things in a karmic way, this was the payback for the whole tripping a cripple. I was.
They call it cripple tipping around these days.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you turned to knives?
Well, let me think about this. Our sister had been born, so Trevor wasn't.
No.
And I was in the second junior high that I'd gone to, Saban, at that time. So,
home of the Saban Sabretooths.
If you say so. I wasn't there long enough to really care.
I don't know.
But
kept kicking him out.
No, just kept moving around. So
you gotta keep running from the cops. I mean, you default on the rent, you gotta keep moving.
The rent wasn't my responsibility. Anyway, so I'd have been about 14. Yeah, I'd say around 14.
All right.
And
old enough to know better.
Oh, no.
Not as it turns out.
No. No, I was being bullied horribly by this older kid and his group of five trained monkeys that would do whatever he said. And it had
Scott Farkas, I swear to God, he ain't gonna lie.
He pretty much did. And instead of just blowing up and beating the crap out of him, I decided to stick a steak knife in my bicycle seat for trips.
Hopefully it wasn't sticking up out of the bicycle.
No, it was. There was a little gap under there. It was the age of bigger bicycle seats.
Right,
so.
And so it was just that was where all the cool kids were hiding their weapons.
Exactly. You know, I couldn't fit a 9, so I went with a steak knife. And I really didn't want to have to do this. There was nobody for me to turn to. It was a horrible situation, and this kid was threatening me on an almost daily basis. So.
Sure. Sure.
I rode to school with the steak knife. I tried to slip away at the end of the day. Him and his friends caught me. Now, the problem was when I went to pull the steak knife out, it got stuck.
It jammed.
It jammed. And so his friends...
So they saw that you're struggling.
Yeah, they
with
saw
the
me
knife.
Struggling with something. They didn't know what it was. They shoved me away from the bike and pulled it out. And one of his friends said, hey, look at this. This is what he had. Shows him the steak knife. And he says, what? You were going to stab me with this? Huh? Were you punk? And I said, yeah, I was. Yeah. That was the plan, obviously.
My plan was to disembowel you and then perhaps hang you from the front of the school.
My plan was to threaten him and only stab him if I absolutely had to.
Only if by any means necessary.
That's right. I was protecting myself here. And he pretty much...
Well, so I mean, at this point, he's got pretty much carte blanche to stab the crap out of you.
Yeah, he had carte blanche to kick the absolute shit out of me. And
but nothing happens. Does he have like this moment of clarity where it's like, wow?
Yeah, I think he realized he pushed me too far. He pushed me to the breaking point, no matter how geeky I was, and I was about to do my best to injure, if not kill him. And he decided that maybe it'd be better to leave me alone. And so from that point on, I never had any trouble with him. I can't remember if he gave me the steak knife back or not. I'm betting he didn't.
So your mom is, to this day, your mom is short one steak knife.
Well, you know, moving and whatnot. Who knows?
That's right. You lose a few here.
There's at least one missing.
You lose one or two in people's tires, you know.
No, never slashed the tires. Just took out the stems.
That's right. Just let them out. Made them think they were slashed.
Right.
So you were bullied probably a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, the way I see it, I got what I deserved.
You got what you deserved, sure, because you beat
for the things I've done. Yeah.
And Trevor, because Trevor was just a four-eyed bowling ball, just a little bowling ball, just so non-threatening, just a puff ball. He got bullied too.
Yes, he did.
And now you're telling me that at one point he got bullied to the point of being thrown over a fence.
Right.
defend you. How old were you, Trevor, when you got thrown over the fence?
If this is the same incident that I'm thinking about from the same bully.
Well, if this is the second time. Well, because the first time I was thrown over a fence, it was not that enjoyable. I didn't remember much. But the second time, I landed in a soft patch of clover, and I laid there for hours just contemplating. Anyway, so you got thrown over a fence.
Well, if it's the same bully, and it has to be, I had to be in fifth grade, maybe. No, it had to be third.
So right about the same time Collins... Right about the same age when Collins kicking cripples, you're getting thrown over fences.
Yeah, and I would like to say that I have never kicked a cripple ever.
No, he's just crippled people.
Well, no.
He cripples. He
anyway, so let's get... But we're not talking about him being, you know, 6'2 and intimidating. We're talking about him being a small puffball.
Right.
The puffball phase.
Yeah. Well, this kid, and I remember this so well because I found out where he lived. He lived nowhere near me. He would follow me home. He would go out of his way to follow me home and bother me the entire time. And I could do nothing because this kid had to be in like fifth grade. He was big even then. I think he had like the budding mustache even. And so it was
Vaseline and coffee grounds. But you just didn't know it.
Well, I remember he would always shove me down, all that sort of stuff. But I am remembering that he did toss me over a fence, and that was just terrifying because.
Well, what precipitated it? Was it just he's just tired of pushing you down, and he figured he's gonna. My neighbor's dogs got in my backyard, and I was thinking about throwing him over the fence, but he was so small, he's like a hummingbird. This dog, and I figured even if I hit the trampoline with him, he might just bounce off and roll, and that would be the end of the little son of a bitch. But so he just decides to throw you
I think this
over
was the
fence?
First time I mouthed off to him. I actually said something back to him. And this actually led to another incident. After he threw me over the fence, I decided to do something about it. Being however old I was at the time, it was not a good idea.
Hit a knife in your bike.
No, I didn't go with a knife because I didn't want to go to juvie hall.
Because you value human life.
I do. But he threw me over a fence because I told him to get stuffed or whatever. I don't know what I said back then. I probably told him to get fucked. Even then, that was probably the first time I ever said anything like that to anybody.
Well, you know, yeah, it has a little bit more impact than quit hitting me.
Yeah. And so he tossed me over the fence. I go home, tell my mom. Colin remembers this part a lot better than I do. And she calls him and, oh, Trevor's been thrown over a fence. And,
So that's it? Actually, now that I think about it, I mean, once you toss somebody over a fence, you then, if you want to continue the abuse, you kind of have to scale the fence. You now have a barrier. It's like, you know, you have the ability now to potentially get away. So, I mean, if you're going to...
I did.
The better idea would be to throw somebody into the fence and then continue to pummel them.
Oh, that happens.
Or into a fence, or over a fence where there's a dog on the other side.
Yeah, beware of dog, yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm wondering, is this the same kid that hit you with the frozen water bottle?
Oh, no, that was later. That was in junior high.
Ouch!
Well, and I'll address these as they come up. This kid's name was Curtis, the one who threw me over the fence.
Well, at this point, sadly, we're out of time.
Oh.
We're out of time for this edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It's not called the Half Hour Power Hour for nothing, because we only do a half an hour at a time, roughly. But, so tune in next time, kids, because you might hear Trevor talk about getting hit with a big, giant chunk of ice and then beating up a girl with a chain. So thanks for joining us. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. We appreciate you joining us each and every week. With me, as always, is Colin Burton and guest in studio for the third week in a row, Trevor Davis. We'll see you next time, kids.